USA Radio News.
More details are being released surrounding the shooting in Chattanooga, Tennessee, after several parties exchanged gunfire, according to local outlets citing police. Authorities have confirmed six victims were transported to local hospitals. They range in age from teens to people in their 20s. Two of them had life-threatening injuries. A person of interest was reportedly in custody, and police said there were no ongoing threats to the public. Vice President Kamala Harris has called for a ban on assault rifles in the U.S. She stated that an assault weapon is a weapon of war with no place in a civil society. Her remarks came during a visit to Buffalo, New York, where she attended the funeral of a mass shooting victim who was killed. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden is meeting with grieving families in Texas, where 19 children were killed and two teachers Tuesday in a mass shooting at an elementary school. The head of Texas Public Safety is criticizing how much time it took for police to enter the school in Uvalde. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
The head of the Texas Department of Public Safety says waiting to rush the school gunman in Uvalde was the wrong decision. This as we learned that many parents were pushed away by police when they urged them to go into the school. Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says parents had a right to be frustrated with law enforcement.
Imagine the parent who has to go through this for the rest of their life.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Patrick says he and other state leaders were told that a security officer was on campus, but that turned out to be false.
This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is testing positive for COVID-19. The 54-year-old announced the news on his Twitter page and said he's experiencing mild symptoms and will be isolating while he works remotely. His office says he will begin a 5-day regimen of antiviral medication. As WNBA star Brittany Griner has been in Russian custody for over 100 days, many are urging the Biden administration to make it a top priority. USA Radio News' Kenny Burns has more details on this story.
The WNBA Players Union called on President Biden to use all available resources to free Brittany Griner from Russian detention. The center for the Phoenix Mercury was in the country to play with the Russian Premier League. She has been detained by the Kremlin for 100 days so far for possession of vape cartridges that contain hashish oil. The detainment began shortly after the start of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Griner's detention was extended again this month. Russia has barred the U.S. Embassy from visiting her multiple times. The Players Union has called on fellow athletes to sign petitions and speak out about Griner's detention and on the public to urge the Biden administration to take action. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Speaking of President Biden, he spoke at the University of Delaware's commencement ceremony and said that there's too much violence in America. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.